Wednesday, the 11th, including appearances in this hour by Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, Jennifer Horn, who follows television traditions, and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls, along with, I guess there's a certain amount of control exercised by everybody. You control your own lot in life. And so Richie's control mechanism are those buttons, all those green and orange and yellow and red buttons in front of him.
Very pretty.
There's, yeah, very nice. And then I try to control with some degree or modicum of success, not what you're thinking, but what we're talking about.
Good
I
luck.
Can start. Yeah, right. And then we kind of all see where it goes, where the ball bounces. First, though, what do we have for the Queen of Cheap? What are things you're going to be highlighting later on this hour, Roberta?
We tell you how to get free fries at McDonald's, and in case you need them, free Huggy slip-on diapers as well.
Well, where were you a year ago?
Uh-huh. I know.
So you are.
You needed them, right?
Yeah.
Hi, Jen from television. What's the big news today?
Goodfellas is coming to TV. Remember that movie? We'll have the story. It's going to AMC right after Mad Men. And then Lindsay Lohan has a brand new job. We'll tell you what it is.
That ought to be big. Mm-hmm. All right, the other story, well, there are a lot of different things floating around today, and not the least of which the results of the primary, and there are no surprises there. Tim Tebow is now getting, is in the second position when it comes to tweets, Richie. People who are following what he's doing, he seems to be the flavor of the season.
Whenever there's just a big event, and Twitter goes crazy, be it for an hour, a day, a couple of minutes. They measure how crazy it's going.
Twitter does. Okay.
In amount of tweets per second on that topic.
Really?
Tim Tebow came in second place for most all-time tweets per second on a topic at like 9,500 something or other tweets.
Really?
I don't know how many seconds that lasted, whether it lasted the day, an hour, 20 minutes, whatever it was. But it was 9,700 tweets. And the only thing to beat it was some Japanese anime movie release thing or something. It apparently went crazy. But other than that, it's right up there.
That's it. All right, so our video of the day today is the John Parr re-recorded version of St. Elmo's Fire. It's called Tim Tebow's Fire. We'll play it for you later in this hour, but you can check it out if you want to go there. Don't want to wait at DougStephan.com. Okay, so the second, third, fourth biggest tweet are Twinkies. Twinkies, we all know that they are indestructible, at least as far as how they're made. But the parent company, Hostess Brands, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
No.
According to the Wall Street Journal.
Okay, but this doesn't surprise me. Does anybody have, when was the last time any of you ate a Twinkie?
I have. Well, it wasn't the Twinkies. Not just Twinkies. It's
Twinkies. Ding Dong.
Ho-Hos.
Right.
Ho-Hos.
All of the things that are really horrible for you. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't mind finding Phil. Although, what time is it out here? It's, 4 o'clock? He's probably not up yet.
Fine. Let's get him awake.
Anyway, Phil Limpert, our supermarket guru, and maybe Chef Louie, I don't know what he did. I don't know if he cooks with Twinkies. He probably has at one point in time. Did anybody ever fry Twinkies?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. No, I've never had one. I've had a deep-fried Oreo. That was pretty good.
My God, you're talking about something that's bad but good. And the orange Hostess Cupcake Twinkies. I used to buy a package every day. After school, 10
really?
Cents for two orange Hostess cups. This is when I was in high school.
Oh, those things are to die for.
They will kill you.
We missed that boat.
Yeah, they will.
They are horrible, but yummy.
Oh, my God, they taste so good.
But I'm wondering if this isn't because of the new focus on the better foods, and people reserve their junk foods to going to McDonald's or whatever, and that they're staying away from
Winks.
Twinkies and Hostess cupcakes and Ding Dongs.
We are more obese than ever in this country.
Yeah, so why still eating.
People, what's going on? Why are these people filing? They have $860 million in debt, and they don't have $500 million in assets.
I don't know, but can I interrupt you for 1 second?
You may, yes, Jennifer.
Okay, because I'm going crazy. I finally remembered the Hostess product I identify with. Do you remember the snowballs, the pink ones with the coconut and the marshmallow?
Yep.
Those I love.
Yep.
Those were yummy.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Okay,
right.
I feel better. I got it out.
Now, if this makes you feel any better,
I like
the company went bankrupt in 2004. And so they're trying to reduce their debt. They owe a lot because of the price of sugar. Sugar has become very
food. That
food
makes
is
sense.
This winter. I keep telling you this. I don't know who's believing me or not. The price of sugar, corn, beans, staples like grains through the roof this winter because of the bad growing season in our country and the pressure from other countries that we normally supply who want to buy our grains. The price of food, the breads, the cereals, the basics. Through the roof.
So, you know, if we stop eating bread and we stop eating cereal, it wouldn't be a bad thing.
Okay. And stop eating Twinkies.
Stop eating sugar.
Yeah.
And stop eating sugar.
When's the last time you had one of these products, Roberta? Come on, fess up. When's the last time you had a Twinkie or a Hostess cupcake or a Ding Dong?
I wouldn't even say years. I would say decades.
Really?
Probably when I was a child. Yep.
Snob you are. All right, Richie, when's the last time you had?
I bet you it's more recent than you think it is, Roberta.
Yeah.
No,
because I'm sitting here
at
HostessSnackCakes.com looking at all of their products.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and?
And the cupcakes, the Twinkies, the Susie Q's, the Ho-Ho's, the Ding Dongs, and the Donettes.
Oh, man.
Sounds like my friends from high school.
Right. And the snowballs.
Like a bad episode.
We all remember
as
kids, but you know what else they make?
Right.
Those little packs of mini muffins.
Yeah, I don't need those.
Those little 100-calorie packs of pretzels and
don't eat them.
Okay,
and then food snob.
Fruit pies.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, those fruit pies.
There's a Table Talk pies are part of this. I think Table Talk brands.
Let me see.
Hostess. I think Richie.
You know what's funny? In New York City, you can't even find these.
Really?
That's probably true.
Next time you come to New York, see if you can find some of these.
I'm sure if you walk into a Dwayne Eddy pharmacy.
Dwayne Reed?
Dwayne Reed, yeah, whatever it is.
Dwayne Eddy, you'll find a guitar. Yeah.
You see where my brain is. I'm going rockabilly on everything.
All right, so anyway, that's kind
of... I can't remember when I saw a Ding Dong or any of those things in a store here.
It's been a long time for me, too, Roberta.
I've seen them on street corners, but I haven't seen them in stores.
The story of what's happening with Hostess is at DougStephan.com.
Right. Wouldn't you love to have been a fly on the wall at that marketing meeting? Hey, let's call them Ding Dongs.
Ding Dongs. All right,
Ho-Ho's.
Ho-Ho's.
Another food item in the news today... Actually, if you go back to this date in 1878, was the first day milk delivered in glass bottles. So, for all the marbles here, maybe we'll give you some Hostess Twinkies, try to keep these guys in business. Up until that time, milk being delivered in glass bottles, how was milk distributed? A couple of very unusual ways. I'm being moderately serious here.
I know.
800-510-8255. Alexander Campbell developed the glass milk bottle in New York and used it for the first time on this date in 1878, Roberta. Up until that time, a ladle was used from the big jugs that they used to carry milk around. They would... up until when I was a kid, one of the reasons I got to be so strong as a kid is because I was moving around these 80-gallon milk jugs that weighed about 110, 115 pounds. It was at least 100 weight of milk. You know how we measure milk. We measure milk in pounds, not in quarts or gallons when it comes to the farm and how they get paid. So we had 100 pounds in a jug of milk, and they'd be on the back of a horse and buggy, and they go around the neighborhood, and they would use a ladle, and if you were lucky, you had a container to put it in. Otherwise, What did the farmers put the milk in prior to the bottle? 800-510-8255. You follow the question? Everybody understand?
Yeah, before the bottle,
before
what was the
bottle,
container?
What was the most common way when the milkman ladled the milk out of the big jug? Where was it put? 800-510-8255. You will be fascinated with the answer.
I think I have a crazy guess at this.
To that question. All right, well, let's hold on a little bit and see if we can find some folks who have as crazy a mind as you do, Richie. 800-510-8255. So also we have coming up, don't forget, the Queen of Cheap. We have the television report. We also have a full run-through coming up in a few moments of our video of the day, which is called Tim Tebow's Fire. It is a tribute to the way he lives his life and how many more people other than Bill Maher are looking at this guy and saying, you know what, this is actually kind of cool. It's interesting. It's a great statement on our society, I think, that people are actually talking about it. 18 past the hour on the Good Day program.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Once again, to underscore what we're doing here, the new, or a remake, if you will, of the old St. Elmo's Fire, John Parr sings in honor of Tim Tebow, called Tim Tebow's Fire. Wondering whether they just cracked the... It sounds pretty closer to they actually get the musicians in the studio.
No.
They just took the old track.
They took the old tracks
and put new
broke them up,
lyrics.
And he dubbed over the few lines that he wanted to change.
Yeah.
If you listen to it, you can hear the lines that he changed.
Yeah. Well, he made this, the original version, this is 25 years old,
right? That line.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
Pretty cool. I mean, it didn't take a whole lot.
A lot of people on Twitter, if you follow Good Day Show on Twitter, there are people on this thread, Tim Tebow, the video of the day again, and the audio is there at DougStefan.com. A lot of people are tweeting about that. We are working on this Wednesday. I have a thought in my mind about the milk here, and before I don't want to give this away. Let's just figure it out. We'll walk you through a little bit. Think about it for a second. Milk and glass bottles, pretty much all we've ever known. Or milk now in plastic bottles.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way
more people
know it. Yeah, that's right. Cardboard, the cartons, if you will, that milk comes in, which may be closer to what was the situation before milk was delivered in glass bottles. How was it most often when it was ladled out of the can, the jug, It was ladled into what? 800-510-8255. This is, I'm not yanking you around. Anyway, so there's something that's a pardon the pun, food. Food for thought. I don't know why I feel silly when I say things like that. 800-510-8255. All right, here's a listener named Brent Hamilton, who has communicated with us this morning. He likes Jennifer, asked how she's doing, and then he responds by saying, "I'm doing well," with, in parentheses, LOL to Doug.
He's learning.
Yes. This you had a guest on that was involved in the Michael Jackson Immortal Tour. I think you ought to check out a female guitarist involved named Desiree Bassett. What do we know about her, Richie or Jennifer?
I don't know.
Apparently involved with Cirque du Soleil.
Oh.
But anyway, she's apparently a child prodigy. She'd been working in the music area. She's played with Tim Nugent and Sammy Hagar
Ted
and
Nugent.
The Allman Brothers. What'd I say?
Tim.
And him, too.
Yeah.
You didn't know that Ted had a brother named Tim?
dbassett.com.
Where have you been, Richie?
I know.
Get with the
Sorry.
Program.
Oh, she's got quite the website there.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, in fact, at 28 past the hour.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better. Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too? The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery. But Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four. So you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last. In-store only. Ends 128. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-940-2669. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-940-2669. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. 1-800-940-2669. That's 1-800-940-2669.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgeazolin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, There's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, we have, how much have I started the various hours with OK today? Except, funny, after I mentioned a word, I think, geez, I used that before. Remember,
you go through fads.
Did we ever figure out last week? Brain just went into gear.
There we go.
Do you remember the day that I asked how many words the average person uses? And I don't think we ever did, we ever got an answer to that. Did we? Let's put our thinking caps on and remember those thrilling days.
I think we did.
Yeah, I think we did.
It was lower number.
Well, I know we talked about it during the break because you and I were guessing like thousands.
Yeah. And I said, no, I don't think we did. I think we did not come up with an answer to that.
All right, so ask it again. If we did, somebody will call in and tell us.
All right, someone will call in and tell us. 800-510-8255. The average vocabulary is how many hundred words used in the course of a day. And the reason that I bring it up now is because I'm thinking, how many words do I use in the course of a day? And I don't want to repeat them. I mean, you have to repeat and you have to repeat you.
But everybody has their,
their favorite expressions or pet words or.
I have a host right now who I'm trying to break him of saying anyway.
Anyway?
Anyway.
Who would that,
at
that
least
would,
he doesn't say anyways, because that drives me crazy. Anyways.
That wouldn't be Gordon. You can't break him of any.
Nah, you're not breaking Gordon of any. Yeah. Gordon breaks you of habits.
800.
Gordon of habits.
We're talking about Gordon Liddy. 800-510-8255. Richie works beside working with me. He works with Gordon Liddy and Roger Hedgecock. And we have three very interesting and very different approaches to broadcasting.
Oh, yeah. One of the things you could say that.
Yes, I could say that, and I think with some there's
all
a quality
extreme professionals, but yes,
yeah, very different. The whole different world. Right. Yeah, Roger, I happen to like him very much.
He's a great guy,
personally, and the way he approaches his political point of view is with a rubber hammer, not with a metallic hammer, which I appreciate. And Liddy is just Liddy. My God, there's a guy who's got stories like you wouldn't believe, unbelievable experiences in his life, which has made for great color over the 30, he's been doing this 30 years, but certainly 20 some odd.
20,
almost as long as me in terms of.
Almost 20 years.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, there I am again. All right.
Anyway.
Did I say that before?
All right. Anyway.
All right, anyway. You know what you should do? This is something that I have. Bob has threatened to do this. Find a, just put together a reel.
No, it's been done. Hold on, let me go find one. I'll get you one in a few minutes.
I didn't think that it had been done to the extent.
I've done it a few times.
We're playing here.
Just because it's fun.
800-510-8255. Before we get to Roberta and the Queen of Cheap Deals, pretty good deals today as usual. And Jennifer's going to check television for us. We'll have a visit from our dog pal, Warren Eckstein. First, though, the answer to the question, going back to milk and how it was distributed before glass bottles came into the fold. 800-510-8255. All right, let's see here. Here's Mike in Southern Maryland. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I just said Southern Maryland because I was in a bad area and I'm on my cell phone.
All right, so where are you really?
I'm at St. Inigo's, Maryland, actually. I'm on the naval base down there.
Oh, you are?
Cool, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sitting in my car waiting to talk to you so I can go into work.
All right. So thank you. That's a very nice tribute. I appreciate you taking the time to do it. Are you a farmer, or do you come from a farm?
Nope.
Farm background?
Right. Nope.
So this is going to be a real guest then, a wild guest, yes?
Not really. My grandmother, who passed away a few years ago, had some of these things around her house.
Some of what things?
Oh, cool. What you use to carry milk.
Milk cans. Yep, milk cans.
Yeah, the metal cans that stood about 3 feet high, had a big lid on them.
No, those are the jugs I'm talking about. From those jugs,
oh my God.
The milk was distributed individually. Those are the 100-pound jugs I'm talking about that you see in all the antique stores that are worth jillions of dollars. That's from those jugs to another receptacle is the question that I'm asking.
Okay, well, right. I really don't have another answer other than to say probably a bag.
You're closer than you think, sir.
A leather bag. A leather sack.
Thank you, Mike.
We should give him something. He's late to work because of that.
Remember, give him some. I'm putting him on hold. All right, you know what I did by moving my magic doo-hoo here?
I just dropped a couple of people.
All right, so everybody that was on the phone waiting, 800-510-8255. Sorry about that. That was my faux pas. Moving my, what do you call it around? My wand, I call it. They call it a mouse.
Cursor.
All right. Doug's in Elbridge, New York, and the number of words that we have in the common vocabulary of most Americans is what number, Doug?
It's 400.
Did I mention this on the air, or you just picked that up from having read?
I called in when you asked the question a couple days ago. I said 700, but you corrected me at 400.
I did say 400, so I did finish the conversation. I'm likely not to finish conversation sometimes. All right, because you were paying good attention, thank you. Hold on just a second, and we'll send you a Doug Steffen item. Paul is in Cody, Wyoming. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine.
All right, so are you one who's going to tell me from these big jugs with labels where the milk was put before we had glass jars?
I'm going to say in the consumer's own pitcher, strain probably.
The consumer's pitcher was something that came along after the fact, around the turn of the century. We're back in the 1870s, and this is what's going to floor you. I mean, I'm sure that there were some people who were using pitchers because there was clay and that sort of thing around. So you have credibility in your answer, Paul. That I will give you. Thank you. Here's Julio in El Paso, KTSM. Hi, Julio. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yes. Is that your wife or is this you? Who am I talking to?
This is Julio.
Hi, Julio.
El Paso.
Yes, sir. What do you think the right answer is?
It's fruit jars.
Fruit jars. Well, the glass fruit jar didn't come around until about the same time the glass bottle did. So this we're looking for what was done before the advent of glass jars. Thanks for trying. 800-510-8255. Ann's in Anderson, Indiana. A lot of dairy farms around there. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
So what do you think the answer is?
Well, I think it was stone crocks.
Stone crocks.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Stone crocks or stone jars. And then many of the people did not have refrigeration, so they put them down in the water that was from their springs.
Yes, they did. To a point, you are right, at least in terms of the even prior methodology before the 1870s. In the old days when everybody had a cow and they would milk the cow, we're going back now centuries, if not millennia, they would keep these, the whatever they could. They had, somebody talked about leather pouches before, and that,
right.
Exactly, they'd stick them in the water to keep it cool. But if you were, this is the strange part about this, and I'll take, we'll put everybody out of their misery here. The real answer is that most people who were getting milk, or certainly many people getting milk, were putting the container that they used was a pocket. People would
little tin bucket,
a little pocket, not a little pocket that you'd take to work with you, or when you wanted a drink of this stuff for lunch. But you know, I mean, I can't. We can imagine they didn't last very long because they leaked. And you didn't.
Well, they leaked, and it would firm. It would sour.
Right, it would sour fairly quickly. Yes,
yeah.
Right. That is correct. All right. So I appreciate your calling. I suppose we ought to give a little some consideration to Ann Ritchie, all right?
Sure.
We'll do that. Meanwhile, speaking of consideration, it is Roberta's turn from the Queen of Wheat Department.
The Queen of Wheat.
The Queen of Wheat.
Has that, too. The Queen of Cheap.
She's the Queen of Cheap. The Diva of It's Roberta Fessinelli.
With a free fries. It's Free Fry Wednesday at McDonald's. When you purchase a medium or a large drink, you get a free order of medium-sized fries, and we have the coupon for you that you got to go in there with in your hot little hand to get the free fries. This is a really great deal if you're gluten-free. A lot of people are gluten-free nowadays, and Bisquick
fries
has come out with a
What?
No, I said if you're gluten-free, people are gluten-free. This is the next item, Doug. You're not listening carefully.
Excuse me.
We have gluten-free Bisquick, which is incredible if you're gluten-free or you're trying to make stuff for gluten-free people. Amazon has a terrific deal, a three-pack for about $12 plus free shipping. You got to do a little machinations to get this, but we tell you exactly how to get this incredible deal, which is about a third less than what you'll pay in the supermarket for the gluten-free Bisquick.
Mm-hmm.
Reminding you that this weekend is free entrance to more than 100 of our beautiful national parks across the country, the 14th through the 16th. Free entrance, and don't forget if you're disabled or a veteran, you get in year-round free also. If you've got an American if you've got a little girl who loves American Girl, we have a free app for the iPhone, iPod, or iPad. I really don't like American Girl stuff, but a lot of kids do, so that's okay. And if you've got a baby, we have a free package of Huggies slip-on diapers for you. Again, it takes a little bit of machination to get through it, but not too long, just a couple of minutes, and we have all of the ways that you can get this free package of Huggies diapers. So free McDonald's medium fries, a great deal on gluten-free Bisquick, free entrance to our national parks, free American Girl app, and free package of Huggies slip-on diapers, all on the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
And right next to that, supermarket guru Phil Lempert has some consumer info on fish and why people are eating it and where to get the best fish. There are usually a dozen or so items there, so it's another reason to go to DougStephan.com, not only to get the bargains from Roberta and the Queen of Cheap, but to help yourself eating better and perhaps more frugality involved in your purchases with the help from supermarket guru Phil Lempert. Jennifer and Smut on television up next on Good Day.
Nick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true. And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Milo Sonny Haynes, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Bronze Star.
I met this year one soldier, and him and I became friends because he was in the same gun section as I was. And the first thing we know, we no more get off the train, and we was ordered to go up the hill and not to come down until somebody come up and told us to come down. So there we are. When it come time to leave, and we started through, and when we came up, all we had to do was make one more turn and cross the river, and we'd have been out of it. My Mexican buddy and I and my foxhole buddy jumped out, and if we jumped out, machine guns got my buddy. But we crossed the river, and that's when I found out that my buddy had died, my foxhole buddy had died.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
All right, let's refresh our thoughts here. Jennifer, up to bat. First item of interest here is the essence of the Supreme Court hearing yesterday. The content is so prolific, it makes you wonder why these networks waste their time and money trying to defend anything that's deemed indecent. Radio, you know, the same thing. Yesterday, the Supreme Court heard arguments on, what the bottom line is, they don't get it. So I don't know what you saw about this, Jennifer. It may have been any more of a value, but I'm just looking at several different stories about the proceedings yesterday. We're focusing on what these guys think is, I mean, it's appalling to look at what Scalia said and what the Justice Roberts said. They just don't get it.
Didn't Scalia say the same thing I basically said in 10 years? This protect, would all be irrelevant.
Well, no, he didn't say that. He said, three, we need to protect some of the sources. That we need to keep airwaves clean, away from indecency. And it's nonsense. And because of what you just said. This is a 30-year-old battle that the taxpayer has wasted hundreds of millions of dollars chasing Pacifica Radio and George Carlin and these other people, or the breasts of CBS, all that stuff. For what? It's just such ridiculous.
Jennifer, you're doing an awesome job.
Hi, Jennifer. What else is going on for television?
Well, besides being indecent, the CBS Tonight, the big story will be People's Choice Awards. That's at 8 o'clock on CBS.
Who's hosting that?
Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory.
Never heard of
her. Oh, she's cute.
She's cute. Little blonde girl. She was on Eight Simple Rules.
Why would they find somebody who does this for a prevail like Tom Bergeron?
I think because it's on CBS, they wanted probably one of their top talents at CBS, and that's
and younger.
Top talent.
Who it is, yeah.
If they want a top talent, then they get Mark Harmon to do it.
No, well,
nobody knows who this woman is.
No, they do. It's the Big Bang Theory. It's the most popular show on CBS.
No, it's not the most popular show on CBS. NCIS is the most popular show.
AMC has made an announcement that Goodfellas is coming back to TV, which will be an interesting combo with Mad Men. That's really good news if you're a Goodfellas fan. Also, Lindsay Lohan is on tap for a TV project. She'll be playing Elizabeth Taylor. And Disney has announced that SoapNet will end in March, and they will be putting on Disney Junior.
Perfect.
Brand
Disney,
new.
When are they going to put on Disney Senior? God, I want to know. 51 past. Bring back Annette in the Mouseketeer outfit.
Yeah.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now, none other than Warren Eckstein, the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on a lot of great radio stations. And a few radio stations just sort of mets and mets. A lot of great ones, but then there are a couple, Warren, that are just kind of, yeah, you know? They're the ones that are run by the early Romans and Greeks.
There you go. Life is ups and downs, Doug.
Yes, that's true. Exactly. All right. So there is an interesting blog post from your website about how many arguments are caused in families by dogs, cats, pets in general. Like, for example, Roberta's family must have over the years argued about her having a tarantula and a snake.
Never.
Among the pets. Nobody's ever argued with you about why do you have these horrible things.
You generally don't argue.
Everybody loves them.
Tarantulas and snakes.
Yeah. Everybody loves them. Uh-huh.
Yep, everybody loves them. Yep.
Yeah. It's interesting when you look at this, though, that they say that the most common cause of dog-related conflict relates to what to do with the dog during the holidays, closely followed by who's going to brave the elements and take the dog out for a walk. Now, I live in Southern California and Arizona now, but I got to be honest with you. When I first got married, I lived in Long Beach, Long Island. December, January, Long Beach, Long Island, walking your dog on the beach by the ocean when it's the wind factor is below zero, did cause a lot of, oh, no, it's your turn. Oh, no, it's your turn. Oh, no, didn't you do it last night?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. All right. So the arguments are settled by sometimes getting rid of the pet, sometimes saying, it's my pet, I'll take care of it, leave me alone. I suppose there are a lot of different ways of... But they're simple, aren't they? They're not usually...
They're not always simple, but here's the bottom line. You know, having been in this profession for over 30 years, let me tell you what my perception is. My perception is very, very often is that there's an envy or jealousy on one significant other towards the relationship that they have with the pet. And that's where the arguments come from. For example, I get this all the time on my show where the lady or the man had the dog or the cat prior to the relationship. The relationship now is there, and the person says, oh, I love your cat, I love your dog, but then they get married, and all of a sudden the woman or the guy is paying more attention to their pet, which causes conflict.
Mm.
and arguments. And you know, it's and some people say, I remember I had a second wife for a short period of time. And I remember her saying to me, you know, Warren, you're making your dogs and your cats, and I had two pet pigs at the time, you treat them like human beings. And I said, well, they deserve it. That's
right.
How they should be treated.
No, this is what she's probably really saying. You treat them better than you treat me.
Well, that might
she wasn't
true.
Saying you. She's saying the code there is you were treating them better than you were treating her. That's the code.
But see, if you divorce your pet,
yeah.
you don't have to give them all your money.
Right, there you go. Or if you don't marry the person in the first place, you're probably better off.
You know, it's an interesting fact. Was I just did a story on that a lot of people, single people that have pets, one of the, there's actually speed dating for pets that's taking place now, where people can go, they can take their dogs, see if they get along, see if their pets get along, and then that relationship might have a better shot. And I think it's always a good idea to really find out whether the person you're going to be dating, especially if you're an animal lover, has an affinity towards animals.
Maybe that's the idea for a dating site. There has to be a dating site.
There is.
It's called your local dog park.
The dog park.
Your local dog park is the biggest pickup joint in any town.
The best way, Doug, you hit the nail on the head. The best way to meet a person is to walk a puppy bulldog.
Yep.
You walk a puppy bulldog anywhere, and you're married within an hour.
I took Charlotte back to the old Santa Monica beach hunt, because where we are now up the beach a little bit isn't the same as it was down there. And I'd forgotten how attractive the people are wandering around on that beach on ocean.
Most of them are attractive. I saw a gentleman riding a bicycle the other day with a thong. Not particularly attractive.
Not particularly attractive, right. Okay, so...
Doug.
Thank you, Rich. The dog that learned how to drive a bus. I never was sure I got that story from you. The dog that learned to drive a bus.
I don't know. I mean, is it a true... I don't think you got it from me, but is it a true story?
I thought I saw it on your blog someplace.
You might have seen it, but it might not have been one. It might have had, like, you know, don't believe everything you read on Warren's blog. Disclaimer on the bottom. But, you know, it's interesting, because I really believe that if dogs had thumbs, they would be sitting on the Internet all day long.
Really?
Yeah, well, they're that inquisitive. They're much more inquisitive than people. Look at them. You let them outside. You take them for a walk. They're aware of everything around them.
You'd have to have a keystroke that you could use the nose on, because that's what they sniff the keypad. That's what Charlotte and Frankie, when I, even 4 or 5 hours ago, I took them outside in the middle of the night. They want to wander around and sniff everything. They sniff the same stuff yesterday, the day before, and the day before that.
But every day they get more information, Doug. More information.
That must be what it is. Speaking of information, lots of great info on Warren's website, thepetshow.com. Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.